yesterday's football. We must play Shearer, Ian Wright, Ferdinand. People like that can play attacking football on the ground. Passes, short passes, like the Italians, like in Europe. Glenn Hoddle is the wrong person for the England.
Yeah, I agree with that, but I also, I'm always extremely wary with a whip and a chair of people saying, you've only got to play this way and you succeed. Every team in Europe, no matter who they're with, as we know the Dutch, as we know certainly, and so ask any Italians, or us wearing the hair shirt like we do, and saying, oh, the Italians, they're masters, and even the Germans have dogs of games. There is no master plan. There is no bright new way to play football.
But I think Glenn Hoddle represents the old pattern of playing football in England.
I don't think he represents... I wouldn't agree. I think he's between two stools, in fact. I think what the worst thing with Glenn Hoddle, he seems to be beholden to his ego, and I don't think... His beauty is only skin deep. I think he's a very fragile manager, Glenn Hoddle.
I personally know it's upsetting for a lot of people in this country to hear it, but...
No, it's not, because...
People like Ruud Gullit, yeah?
Yeah.
If you look at them and you listen to what they've got to say, the understanding of the game is much more modern. Their approach is more modern. There are some excellent players, in this country.
I think it's quackery to talk about much more modern, because teams can be... football is chaos. It always has been, always will be. Yes, I'll agree to a point with you when you say that you can't just sling it about, and a lot what Glenn Hoddle does flatters to deceive. But also, I don't buy into this idea that there is this brand new dawn in football, and there is also this there's this new rule book you can buy. Oh, that's how you win all games. You can't. Because if you take away from that, you take away from football chaos. And you also take away a lot from... which can only be described as sweat and muscle. And a lot of that goes a long way. And if you play against teams who actually won't fight, if your team will allow you to do that, Italy tonight didn't play pretty football along the floor. They were just tougher than us. And they did what they needed to do. We were never going to be tough enough, and Italy knew that within 5 minutes of the game kicking off. So yes, of course, brand new dawns and along the ground and Ruud Gullit, but be tough as well. Do not ever underestimate the fact that mentally tough and physically tough does it too. And that's what Italy did. We'll be